ডক্টর সুমি আক্তার বাংলাদেশে যার জন্ম, তবে বেশিরভাগ সময় কেটেছে বিদেশে, বাংলা ভাষা তেমনভাবে রপ্ত করতে পারেননি। আমরা তার সাথে কথা বলছি মার্কিন যুক্তরাষ্ট্রের যে সম্প্রতি নির্বাচন হলো, সেই নির্বাচনে অর্থনৈতিক অবস্থা কি হবে, বিশ্ব অর্থনৈতিক অবস্থা এবং অস্ট্রেলিয়ার অর্থনৈতিক অবস্থা, এ নিয়ে কথা বলবো। ডক্টর সুমি আক্তারের একটি সংক্ষিপ্ত পরিচয় হচ্ছে, ডক্টর সুমি আক্তার সিনিয়র লেকচারার অফ ডিসিপ্লিন অফ ফাইন্যান্স ইউনিভার্সিটি অফ সিডনি বিজনেস স্কুলের। ডক্টর সুমি আক্তার, ওয়েলকাম টু এসবিএস রেডিও বাংলা প্রোগ্রাম।
থ্যাংক ইউ, ইটস নাইস টু বি দেয়ার।
আপনি জানেন যে সম্প্রতি মার্কিন নির্বাচনে ডোনাল্ড ট্রাম্প প্রেসিডেন্ট হিসেবে নির্বাচিত হয়েছে, তার নির্বাচনের পরে বিশ্ব অর্থনৈতিক বাজারে কি কোনো মন্দাভাব দেখা দিতে পারে? অ্যাজ এ ইকোনমিস্ট আপনি কি ভাবছেন?
থ্যাংক ইউ ফর দ্য কোয়েশ্চন। আই উইল হ্যান্ডেল ইট উইথ ইংলিশ ফর দ্য ফার্স্ট টাইম। সো অবভিয়াসলি সিলেকশন অফ ডোনাল্ড ট্রাম্প অ্যাজ বিইং এ প্রেসিডেন্ট, ইট ওয়াজ এ শক। ইট ওয়াজ এ শক ওয়েভ বেসিক্যালি রিপল থ্রু দি whole world. And because it was, although everyone was expecting, but it was something unexpected. So therefore, as a human nature, when you don't want something, but it actually happens in reality, we retaliate. So the market going down is just a retaliation of that. And it is going to be a temporary shock, in my opinion. The reason being is that Donald Trump has never outlined or gave any detailed plan of his in terms of his policies in any of his election debates. So therefore, it is very superficial to analyze too much of what he merely said and extending it way too much than what it necessarily actually means. So therefore, as you can see, the first day when he was elected, every market took a hike in the currency market as well as in the share market. However, it has started recovering from it. And you will see that it will slowly get better at it. It's only because it is happening because market just overreacted. Now it is making a correction to make sure that it is just an unnecessary overreaction, basically. So that's what is going to happen. So in terms of, is it going to look gloomy after his selection? My understanding is no. Certainly there's going to be some changes, that's for sure. But not changes itself cannot be bad. So I think it is better to wait and let the information sink in before anyone makes any further decision or speculates on this issue. So basically, market is at the moment volatile just because there's a lot of speculation and a lot of rumors. There is no validity or any evidence right now for market to behave like the way it did a few days ago. But however, as I said, it is recovering. So therefore, it's a good news. In terms of whether it's a good news for Australia, I think it is a good news for Australia in a sense that Australia is a big ally for the US. And in terms of trading partner, we are not one of the big trading partner to the US compared to, let's say, Canada or some of the European countries and China. So they are the one who probably will experience the most, even if there are some changes occurs. But Australia, on the other hand, because of our close ally, we will not be getting that much of a hit.
Do you think that the number of Australian business which have revenue streams in the United States, yes, they will be in trouble?
No, not necessarily. In fact, it will be quite blessing for them, because one of the very leading campaign statement that Donald Trump made was the tax cut. So this tax cut is a good news for corporations, because obviously they get to keep more than what they are going to give as a revenue to the government. So from that point of view, that's just more than fine. In terms of, if you are hinting it to the free trade agreement, again, free trade agreement, it happens both ways. So therefore, for example, one of the statements that Donald Trump raised is that he's not a big fan of free trade agreements. So there's a speculation. He never said that who he's going to abolish the free trade with. So therefore, he may have something in his mind with certain countries, but at this stage, just because he made that statement, it's not clear whether it is going to happen for Australia. Even if it does, let's say in the worst case scenario, I don't see it's a big issue because, again, our export and import, we are not heavily involved with the US. So therefore, even there is any change, then if there's an increase in tariff, for example, it will be increased for them and it will be increased for us. So on the net, we are basically back to square one.
But
so
on the victory of Trump, there's a prediction that would hit the global economy and impact Australian stocks. So what's your comments on that?
Again, these Australian stocks are quite robust. If you recall, not very long ago, the global financial crisis, we were quite immune to the cascading effect coming from the US or from the internationally, because our market, again, as I said, because our legal system is again quite enhanced and robust, so therefore we don't get the shock doesn't stay with us very long. So therefore, even if there is a very temporary shock, it will take bounce back within a short period of time. So therefore, I don't think it is a long-term effect, what we see in the market.
So how you conclude with this conversation?
So I conclude this conversation in a sense that if you happen to be an investor, I just speak for myself because I'm not giving anyone investment advice here. I would just take it and let the information sink, and so that the general public, as well as what's happening actually at the Congress at the moment, that we are all equally informed. And let's not get too hyped up about the mere statement that he made during his campaign and take it to the nth extent and overanalyze it. Let's just get the information settled in, and therefore don't overreact and don't go start buying or selling. Just hold on to it and see how things are panning out. In a short period of time, we don't have enough information to process, so we may be making wrong decision, acting on it very quickly. So I will just take it easy and let the information sink in, and the things will be back to normal.
Dr. Shumi Akhtar, thanks for your time to SBS Radio Bangla Onushtan. Apnake onek dhonnobad amader shonge jog dewar jonno.
Apnake onek onek dhonnobad. Ami ei kotha ta bolte pari banglay khub bhalo bhabe. So therefore, dhonnobad.
এতক্ষণ কথা বললাম ডক্টর সুমি আক্তারের সঙ্গে।